Hello, everyone. Hi, my name is John from the Entrepreneur Academy, and welcome to another session. Today, I want to talk to you about networking and actually the art of networking during the crisis period. As we are right now in the middle of something like a crisis, I would think that networking has become fairly difficult for most of us. So what are you going to do about this? And how do you deal with this situation today? Before we get any deeper into this, let's identify first what networking is actually about. Well, networking has two sides to it. One side is you presenting yourself to a group of people, one or more people. And on the other side, you have you seeing what other people are. So you get to know others and they get to know you. Now, when we're talking about presenting yourself, then it depends very much what kind of networking event this is. Now, if you go to a normal networking event where you find a lot of people around yourself, then you get a chance usually to talk to them a little bit and talk to them a little bit and then just listen in and then just bring in a couple of things that make you sound interesting, that bring in some value to whatever the people are saying. So they get the attention. And then when they have the attention, they usually will start asking you questions like, so what do you do? And then hopefully you're ready with your elevator pitch where you can bring in exactly what it is you do. On the other side, you would like to know who the other people are. And why would you want to do that? I mean, what's the point of knowing other people in a networking event? If you don't need anyone right now and you don't have no need for, you know, for any service or product or something like this, why would you even bother? Well, the main aspect why this is important for you, why this is important generally, is to first of all understand what other people do and what they think. So you get a bit of a feeling, what's going on in the market right now, especially if the networking event represents the market you're in. So if that's something you're working in anyway. So if someone has a new idea, or someone came up with something new, or confronted a specific problem, you can learn about this on these networking events pretty early on. But what about today? Where does this leave us during the COVID crisis? Today, networking events don't really happen anymore. There are no live events going on because of the crisis situation we're in. We don't really allow to have so many people together in a room. And even outside, we're limited in what we can do or don't do. And on top of that, many people don't really want to go to these events anymore because they're a bit insecure and unsure what's going to happen and they don't want to get infected. So there is this whole thing has come to a halt. So where has this moved to? A lot of people are trying to do networking events today live. So going online and using Zoom or other services that provide that. But is that the same? Is that the kind of event you would like to take part in? In a way, I don't think so. Honestly, I don't think a Zoom event can be a networking event. It's not the same thing. You can't just go around, just listen in a little bit and hear a little bit there and a little bit there. Because on Zoom, you can only have one person talking at the time, that which also means that this person is very much aware he's going to talk or she is going to talk to everyone. And in that moment, it's not quite the same kind of conversation. It's not the same kind of insight you might get. And you can't just ask questions, you know, so how did you deal with this? What did you do with that? It's difficult, right? So it's quite hard to figure out how to do this. So what kind of networking event can you do otherwise today? The one I found where shifts are happening is on specific platforms. This can be either on social media platforms, on Slack platforms, there's so many different ones out there where people meet in a group in terms of messaging and they exchange information about with each other. Because very often what these systems allow, they allow you to talk on one side and someone can reply directly to you without messing up the rest of the chat, let's say, in a sense. It's not perfect, but it's still an okay way of getting, you know, of getting some sort of attention and at least to figure out what's going on out there. So what other ways can there be? Absolutely honest, this COVID has pretty much stopped most of the networking events in its tracks. Me, for one, I'm struggling today to find out how I can meet other people and how I can do things. So if you have any ideas from your side, please put it down in the comments. I would be very interested to hear your points of view. However, I did find out that you still can promote yourself. It's just going to happen on different channels. So it's going to be via your website. It's going to be via your different aspects. It's going to be with videos on Instagram. It's going to be with Twitter calls. It's going to be... So social media has become pretty much the main aspect of networking today, which allows us to bring certain ideas together so you can put things out there that people might be able to react to. And that's a good thing. And you can look at other people to react to as well. The problem only is that this is often not very specific. It's often very wide and everybody can come back and you get all sorts of people coming back, which you're not really interested in. While in a network event, in like it was before, it's more like, you know, it was pretty clear that it was about a specific subject or a specific area or a specific theme. And because of that, it's, you know, it made sense because you met the right people at the right time. Some try to bring this over in groups, you know, Facebook groups or some other kind of groups, forums or other things you can bring together where you have specific interests. And that can actually work. But again, it's a non-personal kind of way of communicating, which is not the same. If I can stand in front of you today and can make an impression, then that's me as a whole who is making that impression. It's not only the things I say, it's the way I present myself, what I'm dressing in, the way I move, my hands movement, my face, my facial expression, all these things become part of the overall picture you get about me. And if I'm doing it right, then that's something you're going to remember. And that's the idea in a positive way, hopefully. So that's the idea, right? Now, on the online platforms, that's much, much harder, much more difficult to do. So you get other platforms, you know, like YouTube, where you can say, all right, I can put a video out and present myself. But let's face it, I mean, who's going to find it? The only way you can do that is do a video and then send it out to everyone you know. So what do networking organizers or event organizers do today to compensate for that issue? I think, honestly, they will have to start thinking about completely new ways of networking and organizing events. And I do not believe that the events we have them today, like Zoom and so on, will be the end of it. This, I don't think that will work. We have to figure out a better way of doing this. There has to be a more direct way of making things happen. There are some people who try to use AR, so artificial relative thing stuff, you know, with masks, you put the glasses on and you come into a room, that kind of thing. But again, it's not very personal. It's not you, right? So that really doesn't work. So what else can you bring into networking today? Well, in my opinion, networking happens in a one-on-one combination, conversation with one person. So you need to get to the people you want. And actually, anything you can do to get there is a good thing. So if you can sign up to Facebook groups, if you can set up a good Twitter tag that works for you, where you can communicate with people in a certain way, where you find the right people, you actually will have to go to more than one event at the same time. You need to be at multiple events that happen all the time. It becomes almost a full-time job. Now, for me, it cannot be a full-time job because there's too many things I'm doing, but it can be a certain time of a week or so where I say, you know what, now I'm going to go out there. I'm going to put myself out there and I'm going to ask people some questions and I see if I can get some answers. That way I can attract and communicate with one person after the other. And if I'm lucky enough, that person will going to promote me or tell to other people about me at the same time. So that way I'm spreading my word in the same way than I would on a networking. Not quite as fast, but hopefully, you know, as effective as this. It's a different way of thinking. It's more a way of recommendation. It's also more a way you recommend the others. That requires you to know them better, to have more info, more insight about them. It requires you to be more outgoing. It's not enough anymore to just say one or two sentences and hope that they have some sort of impact. People will look you up on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on other platforms just to see who is this person. Not everybody wants to recommend someone they don't know, so that could be difficult. So, but who can network for you best? It's probably your customers, your existing customers, who know you, who know who you are as a person, and therefore can really recommend others. So why not approaching them and say, look, I would be very happy if you could speak to other people around you, you know, and tell them about the services I do. And that will not only help you, as I did help you in the past, but also it will help your friends, colleagues, or partners. So that could be a good way of doing it. So looking at different angles, I think it really needs a bit of testing, a bit of playing with it. Now, that's nothing new. And I think as it is nothing new, it's okay. I mean, we can try that. But I'm hoping by doing it like this, I can bring in something completely new, a new way of making these things happen. Maybe not me, maybe others. But I'm keeping my eyes and my ears open just to make sure that I pick up the right way of doing this. So again, let me invite you to put down in the comments your way of networking today. What works for you? I mean, what actually works, not what you might do or what you do. Tell me what works. Tell me how that impacts you or maybe even improve your way of networking, or what the problems are you discovered by doing it that way. So I'm looking forward to your comments, and I will come back to you as soon as I've found the right way of doing the networking. And well, I see you then.
And hey, everyone, don't forget to sign up to our newsletter on our website and sign up on our podcast on your preferred channel, wherever that might be. Also, don't forget, we have a YouTube channel where we discuss lots of aspects of business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and how to progress and deal with problems that are specifically occurring today. Enjoy, guys. Bye-bye.